the sun set on a golden spring day, they gathered in Lithia Park near a fast-running Ashland Creek. Friends, family, and community members held candles and sang songs of peace in honor of 23-year-old Talesian Namkaimeche. Monique Torak, Namkaimeche's sister-in-law, said standing up for a stranger was just the kind of man he was.
Well, I can assure you that he was passionate about human rights. I can assure you that he absolutely did that. It was not like a casual thing or a mistake. This was a person rising to this occasion.
Born and raised in Ashland, Namkaimeche was one of three men who tried to intervene when a man yelled anti-Muslim slurs at two women on a light rail train in Portland. Police allege 35-year-old Jeremy Joseph Christian stabbed all three men. Namkaimeche and 53-year-old Ricky John Best of Happy Valley, Oregon, died. The third man, 21-year-old Micah David Cold Fletcher, is recovering from his injuries at a Portland hospital. Christian has a violent criminal record. His Facebook is littered with white supremacist posts, and he was filmed at a recent Portland rally shouting racial epithets and displaying Nazi salutes. But for the stunned and grieving community at Lithia Park, the hate or mental illness that caused the pain that brought them together was not the point. Norma Burton is a family friend and minister at Unity in Ashland. She told the gathering the loss of Talesian and the manner of his death was a challenge to the community to rise above anger.
And we know that we're being called to a time when we're going to have to love more deeply in a different way than we have ever yet loved, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Family friend Mira Gagnon had watched Talesian grow up. She called him a being of light.
And he's a light of this community. He's absorbed it. It's a part of his beingness. And he was here on a mission. And he just used his light to teach an unbelievable lesson.
18-year-old Ashland resident Gabriel Ruiz said Talesian's sacrifice made him think about the heroes of the past.
People who had the guts, but more importantly, they had the heart to see something wrong and say, no, I do not let this go.
Gabriel's father, Grant Ruiz, said, like many in the community, he felt drawn to be here this evening.
People feel like they need to come together for the family. I feel that this is everybody coming together for whatever reason they had in the same spirit. That feels important.
As darkness fell and the mourners dispersed, they left dozens of candles flickering in honor of a promising young man, one of their own, who had stood up for the values they hold dear and had paid with his life. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.